Homie G. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we gonna try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world, yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Yeah. It's your boy, Trey Plus 305. It's Wednesday night. You already know, this is the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. Let me get another round of applause. I really was supposed to start the show off. I really supposed to start the show off like this, though. I really was supposed to. Ooh. I really was supposed to start it off with. Ooh, I really was supposed to start it off like this. With that Kanye West and that game, boy. Them boys done dropped a new song called Easy. Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Listen, I don't know what happened between the two, but I feel like whatever happened between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian done unlocked the old Yeezy, dog. She done unlocked the old Yeezy. I'ma just go out on the limb and say it. Because when Kanye got on this song, listen, that boy just took off like on a whole nother level. And the game did his thing as usual. Shout out to the game, because the game, he always been good. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Hold on. My life was never easy.
Just because it's no love, shoulder shrug.
Watch him.
I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbors. I'ma get that thug life tatted across the navel. It's how I am in real life, not just on cable. Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling, I don't negotiate with therapists. God, yeah, wanna let God in. But tonight, I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre sent me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to court together. Today, I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today. I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point?
He bought the house next door.
When you give them everything, they only want more. Bougie and a ruler, y'all need to do some chores.
What?
Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama house. Climb on your brother's shoulders. Get that top ramen out.
Okay.
God save me from that crash. Just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
And my new bitch bad.
Tell me that ain't the old Ye.
I know Illuminati.
You can't tell me that's the old Ye. They done unlocked the old Ye. That's what it took. That's what it took. What? God damn it.
Only God did this. There it is. There it was. Don't interrupt. Just because ain't no love.
Hey, listen. I'ma just go ahead and give them his props. I'ma give them boys their props. They did that. Cause when I came home from work tonight, dog, I had this song on repeat. Repeat. All the way to the crib, man. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, listen, my man, God.
That boy back, man. They done unlocked the old Kanye. And who better than the game to get that boy to unlock? The production was so hard. This production is so hard, man. It's crazy. I don't know who produced it, but they did their thing on that. So, yeah, man. This the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. It's the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. Hey, shout out to that boy Quan two times. That was the last interview. That boy told me he was going to turn me up. He was like, man, I'm going to turn you up. I just want you to turn me up. He ain't say that, but that's how it went. That's how it went. We turned each other up, goddamn it. That was beautiful. That was amazing, man. On the They Sound Blunt show, man, I take pride in giving people their first interview. You feel me? Like, to me, it's like an honor to do that for someone. You know what I'm saying? Because that's something you'll never forget. That's something somebody will never forget. You know what I'm saying? Their first interview. You know what I'm saying? And I gave several people their first interview. You know what I'm saying? And it just came from out the kindness of my heart because I started this podcast thing and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. You know, I ain't really know what I was doing when I started this podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just have conversations with people, not knowing that they was having their first interview on the podcast. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that participated on the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody that been tapping in with me. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to get too deep into it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I've been drinking, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and I
ain't trying to be all mushy on the They Sound Blunt card. I'm talking about card. Podcast show, god damn it. You know we ain't perfect over here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm going to just go ahead and go to another segment, man. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and I do not own the rights to this music.
Cousin Dre send the scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever.
Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show.
BB had to do it to him.
This my little homie from the schoolhouse, man. You know what I'm saying? He had not dropped this thing. It's an unreleased, you know what I'm saying? But it's so hard, I had to play it on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? It's some Miami shit. Nigga, we don't know you don't come to us by the glitch. And just because you 10 bands up, that don't make you rich. That's that Miami, hey. It's that Miami swag. You know what I'm saying? That Miami music, you feel me? Hey, the younger generation. Shout out to the young generation, man. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, hey. A lot of crazy shit been going on, man. It's been crazy. It's been crazy around here in this world. You know, these people got a goddamn smart gun. They got a smart gun out, dog. Like, what the hell a person gonna do with a smart gun? So I'm like, damn, a smart gun. What's going on with smart guns? Like, what they do? Like, how they gonna help us? Like, I don't kind of want no smart gun. You know what I'm saying? But they done came out with it, man. So let's. I want to hear what they got to say about it. I ain't gonna. You know, I love to play my little YouTube clips. I just want to hear partially what they got going on. You know what I'm saying? I want us all to hear because I ain't never watched this clip. I had it in my They Sound Blunt podcast notes, goddamn it. And you know what I'm saying? It's time to talk about it. Fuck it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What are they talking about?
Which only allows them to be fired by an authorized user. And while some say this could be the future of firearm safety, others worry it's just not practical. Correspondent Marky Martin joins us live from a gun range in Texas. So, Marky, tell us how these guns are different from traditional firearms.
Yeah, hey, Nicole, I'm sorry I don't have one to show you here, but this smart gun really has the potential to shake up this industry. As you just mentioned, this is a firearm that only unlocks for a verified user, and each owner has the ability to program.
What happened if it malfunctioned? God damn it, what the fuck? They'd like.
After two decades of reliability questions and concerns.
Hold on. I'm sorry. What happened if it malfunctioned on me? That it's already red flag, goddammit.
Oh
Red flag. God. I don't know what they got going on. You talking to... Nah, I don't know what they got going on. Red flag, goddammit. That's the first red flag. I'm going to let them keep going.
Works is one such company currently working on its prototype, inspired to offer a safer option to buyers following one too many stories of children shot while playing with an unattended gun.
Okay, I can understand that, but what about the little safety thing that you put over the trigger?
To do something about gun safety. Lobbying and regulations and lawsuits and, and it all goes nowhere. Not one life is saved.
There are only three ways the gun would work for its owner: fingerprint recognition, smartphone pairing, or a keypad code. The user can program it however they'd like.
And what those are, those okay, are so I guess nobody could steal your gun, goddammit. I like that now. That's a green flag. That's a green flag. Like, I like that now. I like that now. Your fingerprint and a code or whatever. Hey, you can program it how you like it. Hey, I like that. I like that. Would I buy it? No. I mean, probably to have it like as a trophy or something. I probably purchase it to have it like a trophy or something. But I wouldn't like carry it with me every day because like I'd be afraid that it might malfunction. So I'd probably use it as a something that I go to the gun range with. You feel what I'm saying? I'll probably go to the gun range with that. So I don't know, man. That's crazy, man. They come out with, damn, that's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. Like, damn. That's how y'all living? Y'all just gonna change. Y'all just gonna come up with all type of new shit, huh? I'm trying to find some music for me. You know me, I like to talk with some music in the background. You know what I'm saying? So that's what type of time I'm on right now. That's what type of time I'm on. Hold on, let me. Okay. I think I want to play this. So I'm about to play some Quan two times since he was just on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play Legend. I ain't played on the last episode. So. Okay.
What's a rocket made of pop a titty? Palm menus all over my body. This ain't V long. I don't socialize and I'm at parties. Bitch, leave me alone. My niggas tried to fight.
Shout out to Quan, man. Two times. So, yeah, man, you got these people coming out with smart guns and shit. What the fuck? All the cars. I feel like all the cars gonna be electric cars. Y'all don't feel like it's gonna be electric cars out here, like straight electric cars in the next 2-3 years? I know I do. Damn smart cars all over the goddamn place. You got smart guns coming out now. What's next, goddamn it? Everything's smart. What's next? Shit. Anyway, this is the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. I'm about to go to another segment.
Like I ain't rub her ice up on my neck. Don't even want the hair your teeth hook up, just let me keep it safe. Your pussy ain't hitting like it's JT's, I'm moving to the next. Can't trust no bitch, I carry latex to practice safe sex. She asked me, do I love her? Hell nah, I change the subject. Why you asking dumbass questions like that? You got yourself pressed. I took your pictures in the lists, I ain't like, so it ain't on the gram. I got like 5 accounts, follow the main, and don't forget to spam. I'm talking shit up on his little B, cause it's too easy for him. I like my skinny bitch, she love me too, cause she rub on my belly. Busy ass pussy bitch, I fought her on my mask. I'm with you in a row, and now we jugging off the iPhone. I just tell my stars, I'm up a scatty, you ain't fuck with me. Got her up her body with a rocket made up pop a titty. Pissy ass pussy bitch, I fought her on my mask. I'm with you in a row right now, we jugging off the iPhone. I just tell my stars, I'm up a scatty, you ain't fuck with me. Got her up her body with a rocket made up pop a titty.
Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show.
He came here to escape his problem.
Shout out to Shay 2 Cashy. I don't know who she is, but man, this a hard track, man. But yeah, man, shit just crazy, man. A lot of things been going on, man, in the world today, man. I want to say rest in peace to a young man that just passed away on Martin Luther King Day. Young man by the name of Carlos Drayton. 17 years old, lost his life to a senseless killing. Don't know what it was about, but it happened, and we hurting, and it just sucks, because you want to see your teenagers grow, bro. You want to see your teenagers grow into adults. You know what I'm saying? And I've been working in the school system for a long time, and I always wanted to see kids grow. Like, this is not the first time I dealt with a student passing away that used to be around me, that used to have conversations with me. I mean, it's been happening, but like, this is the first time in like probably like 3 to 4 years that this done happened, and it's just sucked, man. So rest in peace to Carlos, man. For real, for real. On the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, we want our kids to grow. We want our kids to live. We want our kids to be successful. We want our kids to do what they want to do in life, as long as it's positive. And as OGs, we want to lead these kids into the right direction. You feel me? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's Wednesday night. Got to work in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Don't nobody like that. But, hey, you got to pay them bills, goddammit. Gotta pay them bills. So what's been going on in the world today, man? What's been going on in the sports world, man? My Dolphins is out of the playoffs, so I don't know what to do other than to just watch football. The Cowboys out of the playoffs. I'm sorry, misery love company. So I'm a Dolphin fan, and ain't no Cowboys fan in Miami been nice to me, goddammit. Ain't none of them been nice to me and my Dolphins, so I don't care. I feel how I feel, and I stand on that, goddammit. Misery love company when it comes to football. The Patriots out of there. We know the Jets ain't gonna be in there. So we don't even mention them. They get swept. But who this is, man? Lil Debo. I ain't never heard of no Lil Debo, but we'll just play Lil Debo. Fuck it, man. We'll play some Lil Debo, man. So yeah, man, we got who do Trey Plus want to be in the Super Bowl? Is the question of the night. And honestly, this might throw y'all off. I honestly want to see the Cincinnati Bengals make it to the goddamn Super Bowl.
Bruh.
I know. The Cincinnati Bengals, they nigga like, you got the Chiefs in the playoffs, you got Buffalo Bills. Nah, I want to see you got Tennessee in the playoffs. It look like Derrick Henry coming back. Yeah, that's good and all, but I like what Cincinnati got going on. I kind of want them to win it. To me, they might be the underdogs of the playoffs. So I like them for the AFC. In the NFC, I like Green Bay, goddammit. I want to see Green Bay and Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. I think that'll be a good Super Bowl. You don't think that'll be a good Super Bowl? Some people might not even be in the sports like that. Some people might not even be in the football. But I am, and this the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, goddammit, and we're going to talk about what I feel like it's best for the show. And I like, you always gotta have my Dolphins in the conversation, and you always gotta have other teams in the conversation, especially when it's playoffs. I'm not used to being in the playoffs, unfortunately.
Bruh.
I know, I admitted it. It's crazy. But yeah, man. Thank you for tuning in, man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tapping in with me, man. I don't want to end the show right now, man. I got a few other things to talk about, you know. I'm in my notes. I'm looking through my notes. And you know what? Some crazy things done been happening in, out of town, man. Like, it was some shit, a story about a 16-year-old girl worked at Burger King in Milwaukee, I think. And her friend, which probably was like 15 or 16 as well, and the friend daddy, all three of them planned a robbery at the girl job, which was Burger King. And the daddy went through the drive-thru where the girl, the 16-year-old girl, worked the window, the drive-thru window, and they did the robbery. The girl telling everybody to get them the money, just listen to them, give them the money. But what happened is one of the dudes that flipped burgers had a gun on him.
Oh, my God.
And you know he went to dumping. And unfortunately, the 16-year-old girl ended up getting killed. The girl who set up the robbery ended up getting killed. How did this happen? How did this happen? That's crazy. 16. And for this grown man to be on that, to be encouraging them to, that's why I be saying, boy, we got the wrong OGs out here, man. Wrong OGs out here, man. Telling you, bro, you got the wrong type of OGs out here, man. What about leading these kids to the right direction? You know what I'm saying? Leading them to the right direction. What about putting positive messages in their brains? We always got to lead them to destruction. Stop turning our kids into crash dummies, man. Shit, crazy, man. Who this is, man? This is y'all. Raw Life Quan. Okay, okay. Raw Life Quan. Shout out to Quan. Raw Life Quan. I'm finna go to another segment. You taking your soul like your chain, you get your shit snatched. We shooting no blocks with those switches, ain't no hitman. Spin a nigga block, broad day in the scat pad. They took my dog, so it's get back. You taking your soul like your chain, you get your shit snatched. We shooting no blocks with those switches, ain't no hitman. Spin a nigga block, broad day in the scat pad. On the cake for us, he'll never be here again. I've been riding around the bins, and young nigga run up bins. A nigga try to play with me once, that nigga won't play again. I lost my dogs in street shit, so the beef won't never end. A lot of these niggas showing you glass on life, but I'll never spin. The tricks gon' vouch with me, real nigga gon' speak on what they did. I'ma hold this shit out till they free my brody out the pen. They took my dog, so it's get back. You taking your soul like your chain, you get your shit snatched. We shooting them glocks with them switches, ain't no hit back. Spin a nigga block, broad day in the scat pad. They took my dog, so it's get back. You taking your soul like your chain, you get your shit snatched. We shooting them glocks with them switches, ain't no hit back. Spin a nigga block, broad day in the scat pad. Hard beat. I'm sorry for the language and all that stuff, but that's a hard beat, goddamn. Shout out to that boy, Raw Life Quan. That was a good song. Let me go to another second. I'm out. Let me get back to some calm music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shaw Beat. Shout out to that boy Tanner Montana. Another young nigga from the schoolhouse passed me his song today. You know what I'm saying? I liked it. Good shit. Last episode. This is gonna be the last episode for the night, man.
Oh my God!
I know. It's the last segment. Did I say the last? Man, what the hell I'm drinking, man? I thought this was 8% liquor. What the hell? 8% alcohol. I'm talking about liquor. I'm just all over the place tonight for the last segment. Oh, well. So yeah, we talked about the little 16-year-old girl. That's crazy. That was a crazy story to me. That was a real crazy story to me, man. But yeah, man. Dog, they the two dudes that killed Young Dolph, they finally went to court today. I hope they get taken down. Straight drop in Cornelius. This is a dude named Hookah Anonymous. He on YouTube. I like listening to his little vlogs. I like listening to his vlogs. I want to hear what he got to say about this situation. Let's hear what he got to say. Shout out to her. Let's shout out to Hookah Anonymous on YouTube. Let's see what he's talking about.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all know my slogan. I don't know it all, but I know what I've been through. Now, it's Wednesday, January 19th. As y'all know, Justin Johnson, a.k.a. Straight Drop, and Cornelius Smith was due to appear in court today. Now, no one knew why, because they was due to appear in court yesterday, Tuesday, January 18th, but was rescheduled to appear Wednesday instead. Later, we've learned that the reason behind it was because their case was handed over to a different judge than before. There was no clear reason behind that, but it does happen in some cases. Now, as most of us already know, both Straight Drop and Cornelius have been indicted for the Dolph case, and they also have other cases they're fighting separately. As they both showed up to court today, the judge started off with Cornelius Smith and read to him what he was being charged for, also explaining the amount of time each charge carried if convicted. Now, first-degree murder carries life in prison if convicted. Attempted first-degree murder carries 50 to 60 years in prison if convicted. Being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, employment of a firearm during a dangerous felony carries 3 to 15 years in prison if convicted. And theft of property over $10,000 carries 3 to 15 years if convicted. Now, both individuals have...
Yeah, they gone. They gone. I'm sorry. They gone. Ain't no coming back from... Man, let me listen. Ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no coming back from that. You going down for killing Young Dolph, goddammit. Play some Key Glock, goddammit. Play some goddamn Key Glock. I'm gonna play some Key Glock, goddammit. This just came out the other day. Rest in peace, Young Dolph, goddammit. So they done did that sloppy murder. The only lasted 56 days on the run. I already had my vent about these two. But as I look at their pictures, y'all can't see it, but as I look at the pictures, dog, they do look like the dudes that was in the still photo. The same type of height. Man, they some gooks, man. Chicago dudes will say they goofies. And Miami will say they some gooks. They some gooks. They gooks. I'm glad they got caught. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I really don't wish jail on people, but it's certain type of murders, like I said before, it's certain type of murders that I be wanting people to go down for. Some people they deserve to go down for. You feel me? Cause it be senseless, man. Like how can you take a human life, another human life? That's senseless, man. Ain't nobody got time for that, man. Ain't nobody got time to be having people like that on these streets. That's just taking people's lives for no reason, you know what I'm saying? And then you taking people from their families, you know what I'm saying? That's the crazy part about it. Like, you don't think people have a... What I'm talking about, man? These people don't give a damn about family. They want to see you. They want to see you on the news. They want to see your family crying. They want to see... They want to hear the gunshots that they done did. That's just how people are. You know, sometimes you got to play devil's advocate because it's real out here. That's how shit is. I was having a conversation today. I don't want to get off topic, but I was having a conversation with a young jit today. And I was telling him about how important it is not to be a crash dummy for the wrong type of OG. And he was like, "What you mean by that?" And I was like, "Man, you don't know, man. These OG, you got some people out here that'll put you on a blitz. And then you do the blitz. And it be a crazy blitz that you all on the news, and that's a reward for your head. Do you know the same people that put you on the blitz are probably call Crime Stoppers and collect that money on your ass.
Oh my God.
Just say what? I say, boy, that's how the streets is. Streets fucked up like that, man. The streets fucked up just like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is, dog. That's just the way it is, dog. Whew. Shit crazy. But yeah, man. This was the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I guess that's it for tonight, man. Like, I've been drinking. It's almost 11:30. I need to sit back and relax for these next 30 minutes before I call it a night, goddammit. So, good night, man. Thank you for tapping in with me. Thank you for lasting this long. I know I probably could get off topic sometimes, but thank you for lasting so long. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Good night, man. You the one guy that feels a hope. Hate it went the way it went. I swear this shit still feel unreal. Like every time I think about my dog, I start to shed in tears. Like every time I think about my dog, I start to pop and peel. Every time I think about my dog, I start to crack and seal. My brother, my day one, my cousin, my homie, my best friend, my biggest fan. Now you gon' let me lonely. My heart keep pounding. I can't stop pacing. I can't stop clutching. My mind keep racing. Trying to OD off these drugs to erase the whole situation. But I know this shit ain't good for me. You wanted what's good for me. You was one of them fruit niggas that always seen the good in me. I fuck up plenty of time, but you ain't never threatened to cut me off. I always had my back, and everybody know I want to be like dog. The way I talk, the way I walk, the way I act, the way I dress, the way I do my thing up in the booth, I learned it from the best. Remember that time I told you I want to chain, you put two on my neck. Never forget, you always told me chase the paper, fuck the bitch. I wake up every morning, send a text, and pray you text me back. Knowing that I can't get you back. I'm knowing that I can't get you back. Family, you ain't gonna be the same no more. Knowing I ain't got my nigga. Damn, this shit here fucking with me. Damn, I can't stop thinking about you. Sitting in the rain in the back of the Phantom. Trying to rewind everything that just happened. They took my brother away from me. They took a man from his family. I'm all in tears. I can't eat no more. Can't sleep no more. We were supposed to see all of the world. Touch the whole world. So here's a letter from your kids and your girl. And it reads, even though you're gone, your legacy lives on. For you are peace. I told myself I gotta stay strong. I had to write this song. Yeah, about the Memphis King. Yeah. Ever, nigga. Ever. No, I love it like too, man. Straight up. Straight up. Just hurt me because I ain't get to tell you everything I need to tell you, though. But one thing for sure, you know I love your ass to death, nigga. And that's a big fact. On Grandma's grave, I meant it. Got your face hat on my back, cause you always had me regardless, nigga. Always. You took me out them apartments, and since then I ain't been starving, nigga. Cause since then been on top of me, and since then I've been popping, nigga. Growing up, I was stuck and lost. You showed me I got options, nigga. Always told me, chase the paper, fuck these hoes, and keep it real. Fuck some pussy, get rich. When you done, that bitch gon' still be here. Big cousin, but you more big brother. We thug together, you knew my struggle. Remember that day you told me I was straight, ain't have to sell no record. You hate to see me mad or down. Always wanted to see me smiling. Love to see your little niggas down. No doubt, gang, we gon' hold it down. I ain't feeling this shit right now. Oh, this shit still feel unreal. Oh, this shit fake this shit. This shit crazy. This shit hurts the shit out. You know we got you though, my dog, for real. Always. No doubt we got you. Promise it. I'm gang. Pay right, be no doing. Fuck the time out. Taliban and shit. Empire. Thank you for tuning in to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats. Like that.